Archinsky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
That the number 8 rhymes with Oregon State is no coincidence. This is Archinsky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Maybe Mike Fox should lobby for baseball to be 7 innings, because clearly the 8th has not been a good number for his Tar Heels in the College World Series, and long before that. In his 8th trip to Omaha as a player and coach for Carolina, Fox's team was sent home by 8th innings he will never forget. And if it wasn't for Oregon State, the Tar Heels could have been playing for their 3rd national championship. If you recall, in 2006 and 2007, Carolina lost in the championship series to the Beavers. And after beating their old nemesis Saturday, it looked like they'd do it again Wednesday night after, you guessed it, 7 innings. But in the 8th, the Diamond Heels squandered a 6-3 lead by giving up 4 runs to Oregon State and then 4 more in the 9th for a total of 8. Ironically, they were 2 innings away from getting another shot at Mississippi State, which blew open Tuesday's game by scoring 8 runs in the 8th. Fox may permanently retire that number so no one can wear it ever again. But it was more than Ouija board numbers that bounced UNC out of Omaha, where the weather was more like Chapel Hill early in the game. Then the rain and mist came, and the Beavers thought they were back in Corvallis. And that's where the one element the Tar Heels lacked this season came back to bite them. Teams with sketchy pitching can't win at all, because by the postseason, every opponent is good and can hit the leather off the ball. UNC might have been rated as the 3rd best overall pitching staff in the ACC this season, but had no ace as a starter and no stoppers for the 8th and 9th innings. Carolina pitchers barely showed up in the top 10 of every ACC statistical category. What that means is the Tar Heels out-hit and out-hustle most of their opponents. Fox had a bullpen full of arms, but no one he could rely on to put out a fire, whether freshman or senior. Caden O'Brien had shut down OSU for 2 1/3 innings in the first game, and he was doing it again through 7 Wednesday night. But after O'Brien gave up 2 singles, Fox pulled him, and the entire bullpen imploded. An otherwise great season ended shockingly. In the end, number 8 felt far from great. This is Art Chansky. See you.